Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O.
And I am your guest, Fitzy.
We are so excited to be back again. First of all, back on the show. We skipped a week, but also back with my kin, my original co-host, and my sister, Elizabeth. How are you?
And most of all, friend.
Most of all, friend. We're holding hands right now. Bitsy, we're so happy to see you. How are you?
It's good to be seen. It's good to be back with this microphone, having all sorts of power with this thing.
Right before we actually started getting the show rolling, we were singing a bit. I gave her a beat and I said
kind
to her,
riffing,
yeah, you will. I feel like we're back and we're so excited about today's show. We have a lot to go over. We have just returned from Palm Beach, so this is going to be a massive recap from our trip. It's Easter weekend. It's Saturday afternoon. We have our iced coffee.
And I've had enough coffee where it's hitting my system and I'm really restraining myself from being so hyper.
This is the third time we've had to start the show.
Like, because I hope you guys, like, I'm trying to talk at a lower decibel and just like be calm.
We were so out of control for the first two parts of starting this show that I actually had to pause and we began again. But what is your bow and what is your low?
Oh my God, I'm so unprepared.
Isn't that just like a blast from the past? I feel like you haven't answered this in so long. Okay. I can't remember the last time you were on the show, frankly.
Same.
It must have been over your
crazy
winter break.
You're still doing this.
Week after week, you'll find us here.
Keeping the lights on, that's for sure.
Keeping the
getting
lights.
Those bills paid.
I've never had an appetizer. I've never had an advertiser on this show.
We haven't made a single penny from
this. This is all just
kind of pro bono
for funsies. Okay, so I have just kind of a couple.
I'll have to edit that out. You realize every cough.
I had a coughing fit before we started, and it's still lingering. So, a few random lows. Can't really think. Oh, okay, I have a few.
I woke up one morning with a massive bruise on the side of me.
In Palm Beach.
Don't know where it came from.
I think that you run into things and you don't really register that it might leave a mark and then you're shocked when you see it.
Yeah. So that was just kind of unwelcome.
Uh-huh.
I got massive bug bites.
We did get bit. We also got burnt.
That was my next
one.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'll let you speak.
I was outside for maybe 8.5 minutes and I got fried. My upper body is fried.
It was probably an hour and 20 minutes and I still to the touch my right shoulder hurts. That's how burnt we got.
It was
I kind
bad.
Of liked it though.
Oh, I didn't because it hurt.
No, but I kind of liked how it faded into a nice tan for me personally.
So mine didn't fade into a tan. It just was red and then it just went back to pale. And then I got a farmer's tan. So those are just kind of like nothing terrible, nothing to write home about, but just little things.
And what would be your bow?
Okay, so the first thing that pops to my mind is over spring break, I had 3 interviews for a potential internship this summer, and they went so well.
They did.
They were so sublime that I was just really proud of myself and happy that I was able to finish it over spring break and hopefully receive an offer letter back.
Yeah, that was a kind of a thing when you said when we were going into the trip, you're like, oh, I have these three interviews. And because we were obviously all staying together in the villa, I had the pleasure of listening to them.
Yes.
And you did a great job. So Thank professional. You. Business Thank Bitsy. You.
Business
was in
Bitsy
full
was,
swing.
She was activated.
Yes.
And the first one I was like, oh, you know, kind of nervous for. The second one, I had to kick it into high gear. I was so afraid because there were two people who joined the call. And then the third one, they were like, we want to expand your role.
It was great.
Internship.
It was very exciting.
Yeah.
Such an adult. I would say that my low would probably be, I mean, it's a funny story now, would be the first night when we showed up, our travel, yes. whole experience. We'll kind of go back and forth with telling the story. But basically, on Thursday, we flew down to Florida. Our flight got delayed 2 hours. And at first, it was going to be a lot longer. They said it was due to weather. There was a tropical storm. And at the gate, they did say the word.
The man said hurricane.
They said hurricane at the gate.
So there's a potential hurricane coming.
Who? In Cleveland, they said that. So we were already kind of on edge. Originally, the flight was supposed to be, I think, like 2:30. We were supposed to be wheels up. And then at one point, they were like, oh, well, we're not going to take off till 5, but we were going to be delayed till 7:45, which, like, we had never heard.
We never heard that.
Who said that, we were taking off at 8? So we get on the plane 2 hours, whatever. And then the last hour of the flight, we were driving through a massive storm, surrounded by lightning, horrible turbulence,
it
in
was
the dark.
Guys, it was so scary. I am not a nervous flyer. I don't really get afraid.
None of us do.
No, but, like, you know, some people, they just, like, automatically think that, yeah, we're going down.
Right.
And I have never been so afraid for my life.
Uh-huh.
Mom was, like, closing the windows because there were lightning all around us.
Yeah, it was like a tin can, being yes. catapulted through the sky.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
It was. I was like, where are we? But those pilots were getting us down. So then we land, and it's late because we've been delayed. And so we have to drive to Palm Beach from Fort Lauderdale. Oh, my Lord.
Well, we get the car. We get the car. It's a lovely little BMW SUV. And we're driving. Everything's hunky-dory. And then all of a sudden it starts, oh, okay, it's raining. It's raining. Oh my God. Is that the sky or are we going under? And the heavens opened. Buckets upon buckets of rain.
I didn't know we were boating the first day. It was
like the duck bus.
Mom did such a great job because she had actually had, she was under the weather the couple days leading up to Florida. By the time we were taking off, you know, for the trip, she still wasn't feeling great, but she had to drive in a monsoon of rain.
It was a tropical storm. There were warnings everywhere. Cars were flipped.
Flipped.
You know, like when it's so soon, like they just flipped that the police haven't even gotten there. Like,
it was
It was so scary.
It was scary. I said a little prayer as we went by because.
And Emily was super helpful too, because every time, like, some massive puddle would splash up onto our car, she would scream. So that was really helpful for everyone.
I would be like, that. And so, you know, that's a really comforting sound as a driver, but it was a 52-minute drive. We kind of got there in under an hour, but driving into, I was a little scared going over the Palm Beach Bridge.
Me too. Luckily, no one was around.
Yeah. And then there's, like, really no lights in.
No.
Now I know this.
On Ocean Drive, there's no lights.
There was no lights. But then we arrived at the Colony, and I love how when we show up to the Colony, like, you would never know that there was a potential hurricane. Everyone was still inside partying in Farm Rio dresses with Aperol spritzes. I'm like, right. God, I love this place. Right. It's good to be back. It's really good to be back. Mm-hmm. So tell the part about the villa.
So then we get in the car to go across the street because obviously we weren't going to walk. It was, I can't describe this rain to you. So then we get in the car and we go over and you jump out first and you land in 2 feet of water.
I do.
And I have my nice sneakers on, which I was not about to compromise. And the guy starts screaming at me, leap across the puddle, leap.
Leap, leap.
So I just grab my bag and I use core strength I didn't even know I had.
Right.
And I hurl myself onto the sidewalk. We run up the stairs and then we try to enter the wrong villa. He's screaming at us to go into the right villa. And we got inside. I looked like a rat.
Well, you two were soaking wet. I did have an umbrella because I was trying to preserve my blowout, ruin my shoes. But it was honestly that we stepped foot in the villa and it was just like the most magical moment because it was a villa that we have never stayed in before at the Colony.
Brand new.
Brand new. Just redecorated in January. Oh my Lord. It was just gorgeous. I felt at home.
It kind of honestly hurts to talk about because I wish I was there right now. Like there's like a twinge of like heartache.
So when we got back on Thursday, it's now Saturday that we're recording this, like, we were not well.
Guys, I like genuinely, everyone was like, oh, I'm so upset. I was like, no, I think I need to like take to my bed or like see a doctor. Like, right. I'm not okay.
We were not on Friday when we all woke up. Like, obviously, Terry, because it was just a girls' trip, was so happy to see us. And he walked in and we were all just like sitting on the kitchen table quiet. And he was like, oh, girls, like, is everything okay?
We're
like, no, we're not. Like, normally, I don't think I'm always happy to come home after a trip. I talk about it on the podcast.
I wasn't happy.
I'm not happy to be here.
No,
I'm not. I don't want to be here.
Not happy to be here. Like, the counterpart Seriously. To happy to be here.
It's spring break is a real thing. You need a break. But I could have stayed there much longer.
So anyways, let's go back to. So that first night we had a great sleep. We were cozy.
The next morning when I woke up, it was magical because we had we really didn't go to bed that late. It was like 10:30, but like we were soaking wet. We put our pajamas on. Those sheets, that pillow. I woke up. I didn't know where I was.
It was like sleeping in a cream puff.
It was. And we just like quietly walked out and then we had room service in our robes.
And the
it was
woman
a
on
memorable
the phone,
morning.
Tell. Every morning I would call for, you know, whatever we got, coffee or breakfast. And her name was Fern. And Fern and I we've just developed this wonderful friendship. She is so kind.
She's so kind.
And I never got to say goodbye to Fern.
We'll see her again. The thing about the colony, and obviously take this with a grain of salt because the two of us
can really romanticize anything.
It is a magical place. It holds such a dear spot in our hearts. Mm-hmm. And it really is an escape from reality. Palm Beach is just such a place.
Such a island of of wonderful, magical.
It is magical. I truly believe that. I think it's magical.
There's magic in the air. And you know what? I think it comes from the Bougainvillea plant. I think it's all those plants.
Yeah.
Something's going on. And my allergies were kicking up, though.
I will say I did have a little bit of allergy. Really, we're such sensitive gals to the weather. Any change of climate that we go to.
Temperature, humidity.
So that was my low. Long story short.
Right. Right.
But it was a funny story now. I would just say that my bow overall was the trip, but specifically my trunk show, which we'll get to.
Oh, of course.
What, why don't we kind of just walk through some other parts of Palm Beach? I felt like our outfits were really strong.
I felt like our outfits were really strong as well. Sunday we did like a walk around day and I wore that all white outfit, which was so comfortable. I really enjoyed that. Do you remember that? The Zara?
I thought that you wore the linen set the first night. What did we even do the first day?
We just like strolled. I have no idea.
Wait,
can't remember.
An all white outfit?
Remember on Sunday when we were going to go shopping and I wore the Zara zip up?
Oh my gosh, that's such a cute outfit. And yeah. I had that blue and white skirt on. That was a fun day as well.
That was really fun. You know, just walking by the beach, just being in that salt air.
I also love, like, normally we go to the colony in January, which is also fun, but I loved being there during
high season.
And I got to tell you, I was really getting into it.
Oh, yes. So Saturday night, Emily and I, after we went to, was that Saturday or Sunday? La Bilboquet.
So this was Saturday because we got in Friday night.
Okay. So the first night we go to La Bilboquet and we have a fabulous dinner, the three of us. What kind of drink did we get? It was really good.
We got like a spritz. I don't know what exactly was in it.
It was good. And then Emily and I went to Swifties after for a little nightcap. Just the two gals.
Yes. So that was a really fun night because the two of us, it's so nice now that you're 21.
I know.
Because we can just sit by the pool, relax. That was kind of a scene. The weather had obviously subsided. It was totally fine. And we just, two chickens gabbed away, clucking about by the pool. I had a really good margarita that night. That was delicious. And then, yeah, we saw somebody famous there, which was really cool. I loved my dress the first night. It was actually gifted to me from Mestiza. Am I saying that correctly? Mm-hmm. Which is just a beautiful brand. It was blue and white, and it was kind of a mini dress, which people were kind of commenting that I was too short. I was like, guys, that's like the style of the dress.
It wasn't too short.
It wasn't. The other thing is I never wear things that are like too short. It's like it was the style of the dress and I had a flat on. So anyway.
It fit you perfectly.
And then you had this gorgeous linen set on from Abercrombie, which you ended up wearing the linen pants again.
I love those linen pants.
So then the next day we strolled down Worth Avenue. I wanted to take a moment to highlight Zara for a second.
Okay.
Because I really felt like mom, she ordered a big order from Zara and everything that she purchased for the spring and summer is just so gorgeous. You had that little zip up. That could have been from Theory, Veronica
Beard.
I
think people thought it was really expensive.
Yeah. And I think that it was like over $100. It was from like more expensive. Yeah. I did look it up. It's like from the more expensive. Is that correct, mom?
From the Massimo
Yeah, so it's from like the Massimo line, which is like a little bit more higher end for Zara, but still, it was like $130. It could have easily been.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought it was like $35.
No. Like, it still costs something.
What? It makes sense because it's really good quality.
Is it soft?
Soft, durable.
Are you going to take that back to school?
It's already packed.
Oh, too bad. I wanted it. Okay. I'm rummaging through your bags. Mm-hmm. So, and then I had this really pretty blue and white skirt, and Mom actually got the matching blouse for it. No one has any recollection. You're like, wait, what?
I have no idea.
It's like the pleated skirt. We filmed a little video.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And I think what we also need to highlight is when I came home on Friday.
Yes, talk about
this. I'm sorry. When I came home on Thursday. We need a calendar. When I came home on Thursday, I was not packed, not ready in any sort of way. And Mom had put together all of these wonderful outfits ready to go from things that we had in the past and then things that she got from Zara. And we were good to go.
So on Thursday night, myself, Claire, Dad, Connor, we all went to the new Restoration Hardware opening because Cleveland just got a Restoration Hardware with like a restaurant. So that was so
and hardware
and fun and hardware, mostly hardware. So it's been restored. So we went to the opening. Obviously, I worked backwards. I tanned. I had my pedicure. I'm packed. I'm ready to go. We're celebrating. Why didn't you go ahead and talk about it?
So the day before we left for Palm Beach, it was Green Beer Day at school, which is like a St. Patrick's Day celebration for Miami. And I had gone out the night before, celebrated. Yay. And then I was like, you know what? I just want to like say goodbye to some people. So like, I'm not going to leave quite yet because there's still a lot happening at school. So I was packed, ready to go. And I just went out with some friends during the day to see some people. And I didn't leave. I didn't leave Miami until 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. I got on the road. Everything was packed. I was, you know, changed, stopped at McDonald's, had the most memorable meal. I literally ordered everything that I've ever wanted.
Oh my gosh. Literally.
And then I drove home, got home at like, you know, 8:39 and packed from Palm Beach. Tanned, went to bed, like got everything unpacked, repacked, got everything ready. And then the next morning I got my hair done the next morning.
Yeah, no, it was actually really impressive.
I got
home from the Restoration Hardware party. Just as I left for Restoration Hardware, you were nowhere near where you needed to be. And no, I was like, I don't know how she's going to pull
it
off.
I was still in line for McDonald's.
Oh my gosh. So that's where your priorities were. Mm-hmm. And Mom and I were like, I don't know. It is what it is. So I go to the fabulous party. I come home and you're like, yeah, I'm packed. You're tanning. You're in bed. I'm like, good Lord. Like, yeah, you got it done.
I got it done. I wasn't worried. I knew you guys were worried, but I wasn't.
Mind you, we had like pieces lined up for you. Like, we pulled stuff from things from last year. We had some new dresses. They were hanging up. I brought down your suitcase. So, I mean, it was,
I really just did not do all of it by myself. In fact, I did none of it by myself.
It was a group effort.
All I had to do was drive.
It takes a village. And I barely did. No, you barely did that. You left at 5 p.m. I kept telling everyone at the party too. I was like, yeah, she's like not home.
Yeah,
it was really funny.
So jumping back to Palm Beach, the outfits were amazing considering we were pulling random things. I hadn't tried anything on. Like, we really were being, what's the word?
Resourceful.
Resourceful.
I also want to take a moment, since she's not on the podcast with us today, to talk about Anne's fabulous fits.
Every time we were going out to a new event, I was like, oh, what am I going to wear? All this stuff. She would just stroll out in a head-to-toe completely new look.
She had been sick leading up to it. And then she was like, I don't really know like what I have, whatever. She packs. We show up in Palm Beach in every outfit.
It wasn't like, oh, okay, she's wearing like the same white pants and a different top. No. It was like different pants, different blazers, And yeah, it was a little jarring that every moment she looked elegant, timeless, sublime.
It was
and
so
really
good.
Just a vision.
A vision. And she got so many compliments. We all did get a fair amount of compliments, which was...
Well, the old people, they love to see a youthful face.
I think that's mostly what it is.
And I love to see them.
We love nothing more than to see them. But I just did want to highlight Anne's outfits for a bit. She did have some new pieces, but mind you, a lot of these things were just classic pieces in her wardrobe that she was repurposing. And I think that was what was so...
That light blue blazer that she's had for years. I'm like, why don't you wear this more? This is wonderful on you.
That is her color.
Yes.
It was...
I think it's all of our colors,
delicious
honestly.
On.
Scrumptious.
Yeah. It was... She wore that the first night with a crew flare jean pant. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That Lady Dior. Mm. You take that strap off and, I mean... You mean business.
It's a whole new ball game.
So I did just want to share that. I feel like I should have posted more about Anne's outfits, but...
That linen set that she wore last summer.
The linen set? Oh, she wore that to the Brazilian court. That was quite the look. That was quite the look. And I also felt like with each night, we all kind of coordinated with our vibes.
I agree. I think one of my favorite moments was when you were trying... Every time we would get ready... I would say, okay, I'm going to wear the white linen set. You go, okay, well, I'll wear my white whole blazer outfit. No, we're not. Okay, I'm going to wear a blue and white dress. Okay, great, I'll wear my blue and white dress. Yeah.
We are not matching.
Yeah, you were like coordinating, not matching. Yeah. And I'm like, no, we should all look like twins.
I also wanted to highlight Claire's outfits for Palm Beach.
That was crazy.
Her outfits were...
I think everyone was just so refreshed and so ready for this break. And everyone just looked like a Florida flower.
Florida flower. So Claire flew in on
Tuesday
from Dallas. My dad and her had a big conference in Dallas. And then she flew from Dallas to Palm Beach. Wow. It was just so nice for all four of us to be together.
Yeah.
And the first night that she showed up, we went to Swifties, which normally we have like every meal, every waking minute at Swifties.
Yeah.
And we saved that dinner for when she came. That was so lovely.
Because it's a memorable occasion.
It is. And she had gone to Shopovara in Dallas with dad because like that Sunday they had a few hours. So they went shopping together, which was really cute. And she was just whipping out the most
Beautiful, colorful, vibrant.
Yeah. Another, I would say my favorite outfit of hers.
Oh, I know.
Was the last night we went to Biche's in Palm Beach, which I hadn't been.
It's just Biche.
What did I say?
Biche.
Got it. Thank you. And she had on all white. Mm-hmm. And then she has.
But it was a white button down with little puff sleeves. Short sleeve puff.
New from J. Crew Factory. So Everyone could get their hands on it. Where were her shoes from? Oh, your Sam Edelman pearls, a little straw purse, which I forget where that was from.
No idea. Maybe Amazon.
J. Crew Factory, Amazon, something like that. And she has a beautiful Hermes scarf. Mm-hmm. We all received one for Christmas, but I guess I'd never seen it on her before. And it was like, it's her colors, pink. And the way she tied it over her shoulders. Mom tied it over her shoulders and she had these J. Crew Factory like pearl earrings. Oh my God, she looked like a little Florida flower. And she has these new Chanel sunglasses that she also got for Christmas. Again, I had not seen them on her because there's no sun. There hasn't been sun here in 3 months.
Right.
So you look like a clown. You look like a clown if you put sunglasses here in Ohio. I'm kind of like down on that. I am like the biggest Ohio advocate, but not right now.
Not right now. It's too soon.
Not right now.
Don't come knocking on my door right now.
I can't always.
You're going to get a gremlin.
Yeah. So anyway, I loved that outfit on her.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
She's gotten a lot of great pieces recently from J. Crew Factory.
Speaking of Claire shopping these great pieces, when I'm in Florida, I really, and specifically when I'm in Palm Beach, there is just something about it, something in the air is like, I need to buy dresses.
Yes.
And I don't know if you feel this too, but I specifically feel it. We were at Hive and there was a dress.
See, this is like, I'm tearing up, guys. So sad that we're not there.
So we're in Hive, and there is a dress on this mannequin. I've never seen anything like it. It was cotton. It was a very gauzy cotton, and it's handmade, painted on, peplum. It's midi length. Guys, so I got it.
Uh-huh.
I tried it on and I love who I am in it. And I love who the possibility of who I could be when I'm wearing it. So we got that. And then I got two dresses for formal coming up.
One, that Saks on Worth Avenue is.
They pack a lot in for such a small space.
But it's always organized and clean.
Very organized, very clean. And I got two dresses for formal. One is a strapless Alice and Olivia. It almost looks like a Dolce & Gabbana type of print. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It almost looks like it's like a tapestry type.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beaded. Stunning. I've never seen anything like it.
And then I can't remember the other brand. It starts with an S and it's a butter yellow. I look like a little buttercup in it.
It's butter yellow season.
And then we got a lot of theory stuff.
So the last day, because we were just, you know, not well, that we had to leave after lunch.
We were frantic running around trying to shop.
And this is a theme that happens at the end of a lot of our trips is we do like last minute panic shopping, but it always ends up being the best finds of the trip. So we had packed up. Claire and I were still kind of finishing up getting ready. You and Mom found those dresses. Then we go to lunch at Swifties. We're like crying into our chicken salad. And then we pop back over to Saks because you had found your Easter outfit. Talk yes. about it. Share with us.
So
Describe it.
We went over to the section that really caught our eye, and it was this light robin egg blue, and it was this whole line of that Theory has, and it almost feels like work attire, but the pieces that we picked out were very Easter, very, you know, dressy brunch, if you will.
I can't.
So I got this light blue dress. It fits me like a glove. I don't even have, it's like a shift, I guess.
I saw it hanging.
A short sleeve shift, maybe?
Yeah. Yes, short sleeve. Is that how you would say it? Okay. I would say so.
And then this, it's this tiny cropped jacket, structured black. So this stark black with this light, light blue. And then here's the real kicker.
I don't want to actually, like, I have to go off air for a second because this is too much for me to handle. Go ahead, share.
So we get that outfit, and then we got like pants and a white top from Theory that kind of coordinating. Okay. Then we go downstairs and we're like, oh, I'm kind of just envisioning this like chunky shoe or like a Mary Jane heel with this dress for Easter. Okay. So I'm looking in the sales section. I'm looking around. I'm looking at Dior. I'm like, oh, wouldn't that be great? And there it was sitting on the second shelf waiting for me. This Dior Mary Jane slingback in the sales section. I pick it up. I go, this can't be so. I look at the price. Normally, $1,050. We got it for like $300.
I mean, and that is a vacation story right there. That's a vacation
shopping. And that's something that you will tell your grandchildren is how you found these Dior slingback Mary Janes.
That kind of stuff only happens on vacation.
Only happens in Palm Beach.
Only happens in Palm Beach.
And I kind of yelped, and mom came running over, and I was like, then I passed out. No, and I showed her these. They are perfect. And the real great thing is that mom and I are the same size. So she tried it on. Fits her, fits me.
The disappointment of a lifetime is that I'm not, is not mom's shoe size. Neither is Claire.
It's a real win for me.
At least we have each other.
At least, yeah. So then we got it and we were like, are there any other Dior? And she's like, no, this is the last Dior on sale. Dior should never be on sale.
Which is so confusing. Do you think it was a return?
I have no idea. I don't even want to know because it was so spontaneous.
No, just live in the moment. Just let it be what it is.
So serendipitous.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. So I'm going to wear it on Sunday and I'm going to frame them.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah.
And then after lunch, we pop back over because I was hearing the description of this wonderful outfit at lunch. And obviously my mouth was watering because I was like, I need to see these shoes. I have to go over to Theory. Claire and I then end up finding, per Anne's finds, beautiful dresses for Easter
beautiful.
As well. So we are actually all coordinating.
Yep.
And I found, mom found it. It's a Theory very classic buttons down the front, a little dress, long sleeves, which it's because it's so dismal outside. I think it's going to be like 48 degrees. So it's like that hard in between. You still want to be light and springy, but you can't show up like in a sundress.
Right.
And then Claire found, what was her? Allison Olivia. A long patio dress, blue and white, gorgeous pattern.
Rich in color.
Rich in color, long sleeves. It has a little bow, like a tie, a belt, if you will. That's what I'm looking for, the words, a belt. So, and then mom has this linen set.
Suit.
I'm so sorry. I'm mixing up my words because I'm dreaming of that Saks and Palm Beach right now.
Yeah.
So long story short, we're all going to be coordinating and we're so excited about the outfits.
I don't know if you caught this, but the first time I was at Saks with mom, there was a whole sales section and it was all Alexander McQueen and Balmain.
No,
I didn't catch that.
What I do remember though is when we were running to the dressing room since we were crunched on time and you almost got caught and took out that entire Oscar de la Renta rack of clothes. That's what I remember.
One thing about me is I will catch on to a, you know, a rack. I'll run into
so
a shelf.
Funny. And like you really got hit and you just kept moving because you were like, I have to try this on before we leave. We were all so locked in.
And I wonder why I get bruises everywhere. Like
there it is. I'm sure you got a bruise from that.
I'm running into things all the time.
I know. And then, so we find these beautiful Easter outfits and we go back downstairs and we are in the purse section.
Oh, I forgot about this.
And Claire's birthday is April 18th. So my mom was like, well, let's just pop around and see. I mean, you're not going to find anything better.
No.
Other than no. In Palm Beach.
Don't even try.
So again, it's just a vacation story. We walk up to this. guys, I know. By the way, just a disclaimer.
A classic tale of Palm
We know
Beach.
We're being dramatic. Like, just a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So we walk into the Celine store and there is, you know, the display of tasteful shoulder bags. And They are in every vibrant color, pastel color under the sun.
I wouldn't say that they were vibrant. I would say that they were like a muted pastel Easter color.
You know what? You're right. They were muted.
Yes.
So Claire just with ease pulls out. Mm-hmm. She points at one. The woman undoes it. It is the sweetest little shoulder bag. Mm-hmm. And she got it. What would you say? Please describe the color.
I'm looking off into the distance for inspiration. It is a... Okay, here we go. Picture of the lightest violet that you can imagine. Add a dash of pink, a dash of yellow, and a dash of white.
Yep.
And that is the color, but with a glossy finish.
I knew you would have the words.
A very light hyacinth.
Yes. And then the clasp...
The hardware
is a gold shiny CC for Celine. She looked darling in it. It came home with us. We just bought instantly. It right then and there. The whole experience took about 10 minutes, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And she just picked out her birthday gift. And I'm so excited to share it on my socials. I want to circle back, though, to some business. And that would be our trunk show.
Before we get to that, can we just talk about how I saw Daphne Oz the last day?
Oh, go ahead. Share.
That was it. I saw Daphne Oz and I went up to her and I said, hey.
She looked familiar. I have definitely seen her on my For You page. Obviously, now I went back and looked. And
she was at a trunk show at Swifties.
Yes.
And I freaked out because I follow her on TikTok. And then we went up to her and I said, I love you.
She was so nice. She gave
She's
you a
so
hug.
She's so pretty.
She's so pretty. She's so pretty. So that was another fun thing.
That was a great way to end the trip.
It was, yes. So on Wednesday, we had our trunk show at J. McLaughlin on Worth Avenue, which was just such an afternoon. We had a wonderful time. All four of us were there. We were dressed in black and white.
Can I give a little backstory of like what happened before you showed up?
Yes.
So first of all, I got these shorts from Veronica Beard. They're my new favorite shorts that I wore that day, and they're pleated, really cute. And then I put on this sweatshirt that was my travel sweatshirt, and I was like, oh my God, like I've just created this such cool look. And Emily goes, isn't that your travel sweatshirt? Like, what are you doing?
I was like a zip up pullover. And
it's a vibe. So anyways.
It was the coolest outfit. You were right.
Thank you. So mom and I were kind of the advance team, and we brought the suitcase down Worth Avenue full of all of the merchandise. Claire drops us off. We walk in and we're just standing there with our little suitcase ready to set up. Took about 12 minutes to get it ready. Bada bing, bada boom. And a lovely woman came up. She was a fan. She was a follower from Stuart. And we talked to her. And then you showed up and you were a vision in white.
Thank you. I wore a matching Zara set, which is another shout out to Zara, with these patent leather bow kitten heels that were divine. And then I was obviously in my jewelry, the bow earrings, the bow necklace, the bow bracelet. And I was welcomed. The pop-up started at 2. I got there at 1:30 because I was shooting some content. So she was there early.
Yeah.
And she was so sweet. She came with a purpose. She bought some things. We talked to her for a while and it kicked it off with a bang.
Yeah.
The trunk show was such a success.
It was such a success. And what I really appreciated was the Palm Beach women shoppers. They come in, they see what they like, they buy it. I broke out into hives.
Oh my gosh. I felt bad.
So I worked in retail for 3 years. And so like I'm very familiar with the POS system. And the Wi-Fi wasn't hooking up and wasn't finding the card reader. So I had to manually enter people's credit cards for the first hour or so before I could figure it out. And this lovely woman handed me her card and I couldn't read any of the numbers.
It was like scratched off some of the numbers.
And I was panicking because, I have Emily's merchandise on my shoulders. Like, right. This is my responsibility. Right. Like, I was only called in because I know how to do this and I can't even do my job. So I'm going to get fired.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I am so sorry, ma'am. Like, do you know your card number?
She's like, no.
So anyways, figure that out. Not a big deal.
You didn't even remotely seem nervous or unsettled.
And that's why I've been breaking out into hives.
You were so calm. And luckily, let's just take a minute to talk about the Palm Beach shoppers. We sold with ease.
With ease.
With ease. And that is just, we were exactly where we needed to be. There was a ton of foot traffic. J. McLaughlin was busy that day.
Busy.
And what I also, what made me feel so much better just about, because you never know when it comes to your business.
Well, sometimes no, you should know.
It's like
You don't have any idea?
No, no. Listen to what I'm about to say. Like, when you put these products out and your followers buy them,
right?
You know, they've been following along for your journey and they know...
They're trying to be supportive.
They know me. They want to support me and they're locked into Emily Olm Bose. But I never knew, like, if the products could stand alone if person just walks in and they have no
idea. Put to the test. Would an average person buy this?
Okay, yes. Because a lot of times what we do buy is because there's a story behind it or we know someone or we love the brand, whatever. So most of our sales came from just foot traffic of women who were in the store.
That's
and
true.
So it was a really great, I'm going to say.
It was good market test. Research.
Market research. Because we were selling a lot to just people who were passerbyers, were buying something in the store and picked a few things up from our table as well. And that was, it made me feel really good. I mean, that woman from Montreal.
She was lovely.
Loved her. She said that she, they were there for the season and they went to her in Palm Beach and she was heading back to Montreal early. So she was spending the day finishing gathering her summer wardrobe. I loved everything about her. She had a beautiful
and
accent.
May I come with
may
you?
I come. And she picked up the silk scarf and she just loved it.
Oh, I had tied. Okay, so this was another gee whiz, Liz.
No, Elizabeth, you looked so cool.
Well, hold on. Let me just tell the story because it was my bad again. I tied the silk scarf as a belt and I took it from the display that we had set up. So there was an empty box and this adorable mom and daughter came in. Was her name Gabrielle?
Yes. And they were followers and they came, drove like over an hour, took the day off of work and came.
To see you.
Yes.
And we had talked to them for a while, really wonderful people, and they bought a silk scarf. And so I just picked up one of the boxes, rang them out. Card reader was finally working. And as, they leave, they're on their merry way, and mom is looking at the display, and she was like, did you check if there's a scarf in here? And I was like, well, I have no idea.
I like, took one.
I'm like, well, I'm wearing one. She's like, I think you sold them an empty box. So Claire takes off sprinting down Worth Avenue. I grab a box with an actual scarf in it. We catch up to them. And they're like, yeah, like we have. I'm like, no. Like, I'm wearing the scarf
that I was
supposed to sell you. So I was like, let's just take this back. Like, I'm going to be fired. Like, you take this. So that was maybe my second incident. Of maybe why I shouldn't be running your Emily Olm Bose merch.
No, but like the thing is all of it just added to the whole thing. It was
maybe.
It was funny. And everyone was so nice about it because like the one woman who you couldn't read the card numbers, like it was funny. We were all laughing. We had another gal who actually goes to college at Palm Beach.
Atlantic University.
Her name was Brooke. She's from New Jersey. And she came in between her classes.
Yeah.
She went to chemistry or biology in her white Farm Rio dress. And it was pretty in the beginning of the pop-up. And I was standing outside, like recording a little story in front of the store. And I just hear this, Emily. And I turn around and we're both in all white. And I go, hello. And then we like chasseed into the store. And she was so sweet. She was a follower.
She was really sweet.
Really sweet, took a lot of pictures. What did she buy?
I forget. Can't remember.
I think it was like earrings or something. The earrings were a top seller.
Yeah, they were.
They were a top seller. Several other followers who are either, this was another takeaway, is that they are either podcast listeners or
YouTube
honestly was the main thing.
It was.
Isn't that kind of crazy?
I mean, I think YouTube's popular.
I kind of had like a wake up moment where I was like, I have been putting so much effort into trying to grow my Instagram.
Well, I think that's like your YouTube has a lot of subscribers. So you wanted to increase your Instagram to catch up with your YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. But it's just, I don't know. The YouTube does have a different type of.
I feel like you have more of a connection with your YouTube subscribers.
Yes. Again, just market research.
Totally.
And then at the end of our pop-up, just the most wonderful family came. And they were just a breath of fresh air, and we loved them. So Maggie and Molly, they were two sisters, and then they came with their mom, Annie and Jim, and they're from Minnesota. They were on spring break, and they drove, I want to say like a half hour, 45 minutes.
I think they were staying on Singer Island.
Yes, to the pop-up.
Not us like giving away all of this information about these people.
Well, we just remember everything because then we just are like, well, we know you now. Like this is, yes. And we talked to them for over an hour. They were so sweet. You know what I loved about them?
Oh, what?
That they really got our humor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were like going back and forth.
Because like sometimes like, people don't get our humor. And they're like,
you were really funny.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think I was just so happy that my job was over because I was so stressed out.
You were, yes, you did such a great job.
So I was just relaxed.
They were so sweet and we had a really, really great time with them.
And they were just so fun. They were all coordinating in blue and white.
Yes.
And they were going to Swifties for dinner afterwards. So they made like a little afternoon of it.
Yep.
And we knew a lot of people in common.
Yes, because their dad also went to Notre Dame.
So yeah, there was, but like even like Miami kids from Minnesota.
They were just so lovely. I hope to see them again sometime because
yeah.
I really feel like we would be dear friends if they lived here.
And they were looking for a prom dress.
Yes, they were looking for a prom dress. So that like was just the cherry on top of the wonderful trunk show. And then again, the cleanup was so quick because we sold so much.
The easiest.
And then Claire went and got the car, picked us back up, and then we had cocktails at Swifties. Mm-hmm. We all changed, and then we went to the last dinner of the night, and it was just amazing. The trunk show, it just really left me with such a great feeling about Emily Owen Bowes, and I think you just got
renewed.
Renewed. That was such a great word.
Yep.
It's all about location, location, location.
What?
Like, renew, renew, renew. We were in the right spot to sell stuff.
Yeah. No, and we were.
And we were. We really were.
It's hard to beat Worth Avenue.
Try.
You can't.
Right. And it was just, yeah, selling with ease. And it just makes me very excited about, I mean, those stores must make a killing on that street.
Well, I bet their rent's really high.
Of course it's really high. But so, for 4 hours, if we did that well, I can't even imagine. Like, Jay McLaughlin was doing, I mean,
they were swamped.
Swamped with people.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved every minute of it. That being said, working in retail, like,
it's exhausting.
It's a lot to like have a store. I don't think I could do that. I like selling online and I like having the trunk shows. I like the setup that we're doing. So anyway, I just wanted to really highlight that part of the trip. And Mom had a beautiful J. Crew factory.
She looked the coolest.
She did.
Honestly.
But like, that was the theme throughout the whole trip.
It's a given.
And what the thing about her is that she doesn't like ever address it.
She's never like, oh, what should I wear tonight?
Or like, oh,
she doesn't. You know what she does? She doesn't make it everybody's problem.
I know that was directed at me.
No,
she doesn't make a fuss.
No, I also do that. I make it everybody's. I make all of my problems everybody's problem.
I think it's different with when it's with sisters.
Yeah.
Because we kind of like, what are you wearing? Should I put this on? Like, you know, but she just waltzes out.
With grace.
And beauty.
And ease.
So I loved her dress. It was from J. Crew Factory. And then she had a black espadrille from J. Crew Factory. And then the day before we had been at Royal Ponciana. That's right.
You're right.
And she bought a beautiful cashmere sweater from Veronica Beard. It's like a cardigan, but then she put it over her shoulders. It's black and white striped. And that really kind of sealed the deal and pulled the whole look together. And then she wore the bow brooch. Anything that we had on.
Sold.
Sold. Immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Like, immediately.
Well, it's nice to see it on someone, see it, how it works and
style. Like when we pointed to your belt,
that people got it.
They got it. And then it was just like, great, I want to get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good.
We also saw at Veronica Beard, we saw one of the Veronicas.
We did. We saw Veronica Swenson.
Swanson?
Swenson.
Swanson.
I don't know. Swanson. She's the blonde. She is the one that we did not meet last year in May. We met Veronica Mille, so she has the dark hair. That was when we had that. We went to the lunch in Charlotte and we hosted that meet and greet. And then, yeah, the other Veronica was just casually walking out of the store. Of course, we recognized her because we follow the brand extremely closely. Mm-hmm. So that was cool to see.
And we all got matching pajamas.
Oh my gosh.
The Ultimate Girls Trip, of course. We got matching Roller Rabbit because I, for some reason, I'm like low on pajamas.
Well, we did a spring cleaning and like we just kind of.
Yeah, it was time for a refresh.
It was.
So we got the shorts version with the button-down Roller Rabbit, and all the monkeys were, it was a Palm Beach set. So like the Breakers was on it. Emily's crying.
No, I just
the monkeys were like golfing, tennis. It was really cute. So we got matching those, and then we got matching Ralph Lauren sweatshirts.
We did. We did. And we got two things that you should put on your spring list. I love how we got the Roller Rabbit shorts, pajamas, and a medium. I've started doing that with my pajamas.
Because Roller Rabbit shrinks.
I know. Get them a size up. I just also like oversized pajamas. And then when we were in Ralph Lauren, Mom spotted them. And they are just like a classic Ralph Lauren pullover sweatshirt. Like not a hoodie, not a zip up. Crew neck. Thank you. And they come in a lot of really fun colors. So we each got a different color.
We're like little Easter eggs.
We were like little Easter eggs. And then when Claire showed up, we gave her, all opened the gifts, and then we wore them the rest of the trip. Mm-hmm. And it was like when we would have our brunch in the morning and we'd all be matching. What I love about the Ralph Lauren thing is, one, it's super soft, but like it's going to look so cute with like a white jean and a bunch of gold jewelry and just like an easy sandal or something. Like, what a cool look.
Easy breezy.
Ugh. That was such a great day.
I miss
day.
Everything about it. And what I really miss is the food.
We ate so many great things.
Everything is just better.
It's in Palm Beach is in like Technicolor.
It's like they turned the saturation of the world up. And I just kept like trying to like capture it with pictures and it doesn't do it.
It doesn't do it. It's just one of a kind.
Yeah. A so place. The food, I had a lot of seafood.
You did.
I love me some seafood.
Yep. I had a fair amount of seafood. Not as much as you, but.
What was your favorite meal?
Oh, gosh.
What was your top three meals?
Okay. Let me lock in. I loved the meal the last night. I had linguine with clams.
I had that, too. That could be number one,
I think that might have been number one. At La Goulet, I had a delicious filet.
Oh, that's right.
We don't really have red meat a lot in our family. I don't know why. That's just kind of like a thing that we don't really do. And so when we have a steak, we are having a steak.
I got scallops that night and they were amazing, but I don't know if it would be my top three.
Yeah, no, that steak was up there. So linguine with clams was number one. The steak was number two. I felt like our breakfasts were really strong. Mm-hmm. And I also loved our lunch at Renato's. I had a salad with shrimp and that was really good.
I had a steak salad.
Yeah, so that was divine. And then I loved our matcha.
I loved that. That was your call.
I've been really into matcha.
Let's get matcha. Yeah. And I said, sign me up.
And we just strolled down Worth Avenue.
That was a fun. That's when I got burnt.
That was the day.
Yeah.
Because we had been at the pool earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I got on a run pool.
Yeah. Then, so we were really active.
I love the pool. I mean, I've always loved the pool. But like for some reason, I really was swimming a lot.
That was the funniest thing. We were just sitting poolside. I was getting some content. And then all of a sudden I look over and Elizabeth has hurled her body into the pool. She's swimming laps. She's doing handstands. She's singing Under the Sea.
Always.
She has a floaty. You, in literal terms, dove head first.
I literally did. And then right before the pop-up shop, I was desperate to get in the pool. So mom sat by the pool and I swam for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was so funny at the pop-up. You're like, I was in the pool 45 minutes ago. Yeah. Like, and that's just Palm Beach living. You know, you go from the pool to a trunk show to dinner.
But I think we really just took a moment for ourselves and relaxed. And
it was an amazing trip.
Yeah.
Really sad to be home. The boys picked us up on Thursday night and we were all just like,
Hi.
Like, we were so obviously like Connor and Dad. So
obviously, we're
us.
Excited to see them.
But nothing will beat. Yeah. I think we've decided that this girls' trip is going to be for sure annually, perhaps biannually. Mm-hmm. And then Friday we were unwell. And then yesterday, I had a really fun little date night and I was welcome with a pink orchid.
Oh, that must be nice
a little
for you.
Pink Easter.
She was like, oh, guys, I'm like so upset. And I was like, at least you have something like exciting to look forward to.
You were like, stop trying to pretend that. Like,
no, I was like, stop trying to like relate to me. Like, you don't understand. And then mom was like, honey, like, we need to go.
Yeah. So then you guys went up to our lake house and then I'm welcome with this gorgeous, huge pink orchid. And he put like the bunnies stuck into it for the Easter. It was adorable. But I am really looking forward to Easter Sunday. I love Easter.
I'm really excited about tomorrow. And I'm excited to see the family, grandparents. I'm excited about my outfit.
I think my outfit is the most thing I'm excited about.
Yeah. No, I can't wait to wear it again. And you know what, Emily? I just undid the bag upstairs and it smells like Palm Beach.
Okay, cut the cameras.
No, I actually, guys, this is crazy. I actually like smelled all the clothes.
I know.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So I hung them. They do need to be steamed.
Okay.
You know, just from trouble and wear and tear.
Yes.
And then after brunch tomorrow, after we open baskets and whatnot, I will be heading back to school because I have 4 Monday classes.
Oh, Lord. How the mighty have fallen.
Very, very far and very fast.
Yes.
I feel like I should have off classes. I don't know. It feels wrong.
A lot of people had Good Friday off, and I feel like a Monday would also be
yeah,
a nice addition to this little 4-day,
a Monday, Tuesday, 3-day.
Yeah, Monday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. Please just sail into the next weekend.
Exactly. But no, we're looking forward to tomorrow, and I'm glad that we did the podcast today so we can really enjoy Easter Sunday. And we'll be sharing all of our looks on the Instagram. In fact, by the time you're listening to this, if you follow me on other socials, I'm sure you would have seen it. And the Palm Beach vlog will be up shortly. So
excited to see that. I kept taking the camera.
I know, but I like that too. Everyone had a little different perspective. So tune into that if you want a little Florida escape. I'm excited to put that out. I think that's kind of everything we have to say. I think if we keep talking, we will begin to cry. But
I'm super unstable right now.
Really grateful for such a
grateful. Sorry. I'm just like overwhelmed with gratitude and happiness.
No, I am grateful for such an amazing trip.
I'm just grateful I was able to have a spring break, be with my kin.
I'm grateful that mom takes us on these beautiful trips. Mom and dad let us have these wonderful trips. And I'm mostly grateful that you're still in school, because the day that you graduate, we're not going to have
a sad day.
We're not going to have a spring break. So
I think I might just...
She just mom, said, yes, we are, from the other room.
Well, I'm going to save up my PTO.
Yeah, and we're going to have to do a spring break. I think that whoever invented spring break knew.
Was a smart lady.
And it was a lady.
We all know it.
We do, because she needed that break. I mean, March, her. And I loved the time of year that we went. March.
I know. I like it better than January.
I do, too. I love it better than January. I think this should be the new time that we go.
I'm down.
So long for now.
And I'm happy that I was able to be on this podcast today.
Thank you so much. Honestly, no, genuinely, thank you for coming on today. When you texted me, I was like, I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to overstep, because this is technically your break.
No, I know. And like, obviously, like, work. But I wanted to do this with you. And I just said, I did put my foot down about visuals.
Yeah, we're just audio only today, which is honestly fine, because I'm still like easing back into work, even though I have so much work to do.
And I'm in workout clothes. Like, no one needs to see this.
We're cozy. It honestly is so dark in the house right now. Like, we're going to be back with video for next week when mom and I are on the podcast together. But this was actually the thing about the video is sometimes the podcasts aren't as long.
Oh, because the camera dies?
Because the camera dies. And it's like a lot of back and forth. So it's kind of like you choose your battle. So like, this is like a nice long episode, but you just can't see us.
So kind of just like picture us, you know?
Yeah.
We should just put up pictures. You know,
honestly, we could. So I hope you all had a wonderful Easter weekend, or just a wonderful spring weekend in general. And welcome back to reality.
Buckle up, kids. We have a long spring ahead of us.
It is. It's still not going to be nice.
Finals.
Thank you so much, everyone at home, for listening to this. I hope that you all had a great spring break. And maybe after listening to this podcast, we've inspired you to take a few days off and have a spring break. But we really are just happy to be back with you guys and getting back into the swing of things. I don't know about happy,
okay,
but definitely
just wrap it up. Just wrap it up. Can't let go.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode. Thank you, Elizabeth, for joining us. And remember, say it with me, that everything is better with a bow.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.